Good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is so good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Great broadcast today. I think one that probably a lot of our listeners have been waiting for, I've certainly been waiting for, is Daniel Estulin. Uncle Kevin, you're probably waiting to hear what he has to say.
Oh, yeah. We love Daniel. We love Daniel and his insight.
He may be blowing your theories out of the water today.
Okay.
what you think? What your Trump watch told you? You hit the emergency button.
I did hit it.
And we also have the Moriartys. They'll be coming on the beginning of next week, and that's going to be an important interview too, because their context in the Middle East, specifically Libya, but you know nothing happens in a vacuum there in the Middle East, as we're finding out. Are world class, literally world class. So their perspective is a little different also. I had a pretty frank conversation with them, and wow. I mean.
When are they coming on?
I just told you, the beginning of next week.
Oh, beginning of next week.
Yeah, Daniel Estulin today. Anyway, we're supposed to have Cass Ingram the first hour. Cass is, I guess he's still on that mountain. Or maybe the goat chased him, butted him off, and he's climbing back up. I don't know.
He slipped.
We got the scheduling all messed up. He's in the middle. He's actually in an airplane. I hope it's not a Ukrainian airplane.
Yeah. flying close to Iraq.
Yeah, Iraq, Iran, or whatever. we don't want that anyway. We'll do news. Open lines, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. You all have called us and says, when we want more open lines. You've called us repeatedly about it. They are open.
Today.
Right now. That means don't, and here's another thing y'all like to do. I'm going to have to be honest with you. You like to wait to the last 5 minutes, and then about five of you call the last 5 minutes and expect I'll get in. So sometimes, hey, get in right now. What's your opinion about things? How you doing? Whatever. What's going on with your world and your perspective? Obviously, a lot of things. Virginia, Iran, economy.
Colorado. You
know, health things. Can we talk about Cass Ingram? We can talk whatever you want. It's open. 844-769-2944, they are open. Please do not call and tell me that I do not open the lines, because they are open right now.
There you go.
So, Todd, just tell me in my ear if somebody calls in, and then we'll get them in. Let's get to the news. You ready, Uncle Kevin, to go?
As can be.
Okay, you know about it's a Ukrainian plane. Didn't look very big, but a passenger plane. Somewhere got close to... I still don't have the... These stories, it's hard to even get this straight. It'll say three different things.
It will.
Somewhere, it was flying close to Iran, Iraq, wherever, and now it's downed, and they blamed it. They, meaning our media, certainly did. Then they got Trudeau involved. See, Trudeau's involved with this.
You can forget about it if he's in it.
Right. Does this make you more or less confident in this whole narrative?
No, if he's in it, he's a liar. Bingo.
This is from CSM. Officials say Iranian missile likely downed Ukrainian plane. U.S. official says Thursday it was highly likely.
I saw the video. Did you see the video?
What does that mean? Does that mean highly likely? Like we have a strong level of confidence, like they say about, you know, yellow cake uranium.
They got it on video,
so. What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
You believe those videos? It's just like I told you, Running Man and Arnold Schwarzenegger. That an Iranian anti-aircraft missile downed a Ukrainian jetliner late Tuesday, killing all 176 people on board. They suggested it could well have been a mistake. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, whose nation lost at least 63 in the shootdown, said much the same, may have been unintentional. It's unintentional. They're just shooting down passenger planes going along. I mean, what kind of banana republic are they running over there? They don't know the difference between a
missile and a plane.
Or a plane and a warplane.
And a warplane.
A passenger plane and a warplane.
Yeah, they have different signals.
I'm already suspicious because it's Trudeau. And they say highly likely. What do you mean highly likely?
Yeah.
What does that mean? We got a caller. Great to hear from the audience. Frank in Ohio, you're live on the air. Frank in Ohio, welcome to the Power Hour. Oh, Frank in California. I thought it was Frank in Ohio. California, the total other end. How's it going, Frank?
I was just wondering how you justify the truth by going on a UFO Bigfoot Nut Job Network, along with Norty Shields.
I barely, Frankie, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Speak a little, speak clearly.
How do you ever expect to get truth out through a total controlled nut job network? That's what I have to ask. Is there any logical explanation for that?
All right, let's say from the vitriol. Let me clarify what you're saying. Excuse me. Are you saying that the Rents Network is, and you're calling it something? Is that? Please clarify what you're saying, and I'll respond.
Yeah, I am saying it's a total shill networks. A regular talk show host with Jeff, at least once a month.
Look. All right, hold on, Frank. Hold on, Frank. Hold on. I'm letting you talk, and I'm going to respond to you. Now you correct me if you're if I'm getting your question wrong. Basically, you're saying, how can I expect to have the truth on our show if we're on the Rents Network? Is that more or less what you're telling me or asking me? I don't know what you're asking me or telling me.
From your point of view, it is. From your point of view, that's what I'm saying, but not. It's not from my point of view. My point of view is how do you propose to be an inkling of truth in an ocean of baloney? And I'm being nice, of course.
All right. Let me. What goes on the other radio shows? I don't know. I don't know what people say. I want people to be able to express whatever they want to express. This is a world of censorship, and censorship destroys ideas. It destroys debate, destroys discussion, and ideologies really are the war that we have right now. And our founding, even our founding fathers, they understood that's why the First Amendment was so sacred to them. You have to have the ability to speak, whether it offends people or doesn't offend people. So I support everybody's right to be able to express something. I like the Rents Network. I like working with Jeff. Jeff has been great to work with. I don't know if you followed our show when we were on GCN. And so Jeff, for quite a long time, wanted us to switch to his network, and we finally made it, and it's been one of the best things that we've done for us, for our audience, availability for our audience. We've got new audience. It's easy. And working with Todd, Todd has been fantastic. You have no idea how many times on GCN in the morning I went on, try to talk to the producer before we went live. They wouldn't even answer. I had no idea I was about to go live. I was pissed off before the first note hit on our song. I mean, you have no idea what we dealt with. I mean, that's just the beginning and the psychological warfare and the whatever was going on at GCN. That's what went on at GCN. So where would we go? Where will we go? Do you think a show like ours can just go on, ABC radio? Do you think they'll let a show like ours on some of these major networks and talk about these things, talk about, have an open discussion, or let, somebody like you even on to say whatever you want? I'm letting you say whatever you want, Frank. So when you say this to me, this is the network to be able to speak your mind. This is the network to be able to speak the truth. My hat's off to Jeff for creating this environment. This is very important. Todd, my hat's off to all of them. Does that answer your question, or you got something else to throw at me?
You know what the truth is? The truth is, you're a...
You cut out. Say it again. The truth is, I'm a what?
You sold out to a nutbag network to try...
Sold out? How did... Whoa.
We can say anything we want here. We didn't sell out to anybody.
We actually have some good people to work with.
Yeah, absolutely.
We can say whatever we want.
Anything we want, whether it's right or whether it's wrong.
Where would you rather be?
We don't get everything right all the time. And a lot of times we speculate all the time. We tell people we're just speculating.
I mean, where else can we do this? I mean, you act like that you can just go to major radio and they'll let you talk about these subjects. They'll let you talk about big pharma or vaccines like this or homeschool like this or whatever. So... to be able to have the discussion, be on the front of independent media, independent thought, where else would you like the Power Hour to be?
You know, you talk about where, the fact of the matter is you'll go anywhere. And that's the reason why I'm calling, is people like you will go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
We're here.
You are so far off base, Frank.
Yeah, Frank, Frank, I think you took too many vaccines.
I mean, for real. You sound like a troll, to be honest. I don't understand. Do you think that I'm lying to you? Do you think Uncle Kevin is lying to you? Do you think that we're trying to manipulate you? What? And if you do think we're trying to manipulate you, how are we trying to manipulate you?
Let me ask you, do you really...
No, Frank, answer my questions. I've answered a lot of yours, now answer mine. One, where in the world do you think this show could go to have a good home until we can be comfortable so we can feel like we have a good relationship with the people we work with? And how do you feel that I'm manipulating you? Answer those two questions before you say anything else.
Well, you know, to answer that specific question, I first have to say... Your engineer has not allowed me to call in about 50 times.
Wonder why. I wonder why.
Don't listen. Oh, you wonder why, huh?
Yeah, I wonder why. Answer the question, Frank. Frank, you have your chance. Answer the question. Where do you think we go? We couldn't stay at GCN. Hold on, Frank. Pause. Do I believe that I don't believe everything my wife tells me. So do you think I believe everything that all these other hosts? Of course I don't, but I support them to be able to say it. So if we left GCN, where were we supposed to go? Or were we supposed to just be treated like crap for the rest of our existence? And so where were we supposed to go? And then two, how is this broadcast, the Power Hour, manipulating you? And I guess you talk like we're trying to dispel some lie to you. So what is the manipulation and where should we go?
And what's the lie?
And what's the lie?
Look, if you can't...
No, you look. I let you say whatever you want to say. I'm fine. I don't care if you want to call in. People want to criticize me. Okay, well, let's have a discussion. You've criticized me. You've accused me of things. So answer the question. Be specific. Where would you want us to go, and what is the lie we're peddling? Because you called me a liar. You're calling Uncle Kevin a liar. You're calling this show a liar. And you don't like that we're on the Rents Network. So answer my question, Frank, if you have so many answers.
Now, do you want me to tell you where to go? I'm going to tell you where to go. Go the hell away. That's where you should go.
Well, look, there's a lot of places you can listen, Frank.
You can go do
a lot of things, Frank. You can turn your dial.
Just turn it.
So what lie are we peddling, Frank? Tell me the lie. Before you get off here, if you ever want to come on this show again, I'll let you on. I don't have a problem having you on.
Absolutely.
But you go ahead and answer that question. What lie are we peddling here before you get off?
What lie are you peddling?
Yep. Go ahead.
I haven't listened to you today, so I can't...
Then what? Okay. But you listened before.
In the past.
Well, go ahead. Any, what lie are we peddling here?
Ask you a simple question. What are you doing to produce truth on an absolute BS network? The guy is a total...
Who cares about him?
What does that matter? I don't even know this guy you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't even know who he is. I cannot comment. I don't know the first thing about him. What lie are we peddling? You say coming on this network is peddling makes the Power Hour peddle lie. What lie are we peddling, Frank?
Is it okay to go on a show and try to be honest with a bunch of BS artists? Is that a good thing to do?
So all right, let me hear what you're saying. Right? So now you're saying that we don't lie about anything, but we're surrounded by liars. Is that what you're saying right now?
Like I said, buddy,
you said a lot of things.
I don't listen to you enough. I just wanted to...
Then why are you coming on and running your mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't know. So what lie are we peddling? You have no comment. What other show or what other network should we be on? Yeah, he dropped. Yeah, of course he did. Yeah, because he's a troll.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't answer the question.
California.
It's Frank from California. I thought it was Frank from Ohio. Yeah. I was looking forward to talking to Frank from Ohio.
Yeah. Says a lot.
There you go. Who, Murr?
Hey, Murr.
I'm excited. Hold on a second before we get Murr. We got another call. Ladies and gentlemen, the time's yours. I'm not trying to... Look, I'll let you say whatever you want to say,
exactly.
But then if you...
Back it up with facts.
Yeah, back it up with something or have something intelligent to say. Just don't be a troll. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. It was a troll.
Then it ultimately said, well, I don't listen that much.
Yeah.
I don't listen. They just paid me to
hey,
call.
Hey, Todd, do you not let him on? No, he said you.
Yeah, he says you stop him all the time. He's called 50 times. You've never let him on.
Is that true?
Not true. That is not true.
Okay, Todd says that's not true.
All right. There's another lie we just.
we're uncovering the truth right here on the broadcast. It's a good thing we're on the Rents Network. God bless Jeff. Ladies and gentlemen, you look. I don't know all these. I mean, you got to understand. We're in our own world.
There's hardly anybody talking about vaccines like we do.
They let us say whatever we want to say. We have a good relationship. Todd is good to work with. We're comfortable. I mean, you have whatever. I think you understand. Let's go to the next caller. Murr in Wisconsin. Welcome to the Power Hour. You're live on the air.
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Morning.
Well, I'm a little fired up now after that deal, but yeah I mean, generally doing pretty good.
I can tell you about this guy. He's Rick from Florida, but he changes his name and even has the trouble of changing phone numbers, so it's a different area code. And he calls in all different places with the same attitude. He has no idea. He just wants to burn up your time.
It's up to
you to decide whether or not you want to let him do that. And sometimes people let him do it a little bit just to see if he has anything, and he never does.
He never does.
And he may fill up like that professor with his own poop and die. You never know. Poor guy.
never know.
We call him Rabid Rabbi Rick. He's Rick from Florida. We call him Rabid Rabbi Rick because he has questions about everything you're supposed to know about every network, about, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Another problem solved.
Another mystery revealed.
If we're honest, none of us agree with our own former selves for maybe even a minute before, once we learn something new or learn to accept something we couldn't before.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Well, thanks for the info.
Is there anything? What do you
have these platforms? But don't let him burn up your time if you don't feel like it. You know,
no.
I
cornered him off. I mean, I made him.
Yeah,
you know,
you did great. I was going to say you earned the badge today, man.
I'm not afraid of anybody calling. I'm not.
No.
He
lies about. He tries to put the operators, the engineers against the. You know, it's
host.
Just pitting everybody against everybody because he's miserable, apparently.
Do you think he's a troll? Because I know darn well.
Oh, he's definitely a troll.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think he's paid by the CIA or the Anti-Defamation League?
Probably.
Which one?
If he calls everybody. Yeah, it's probably paid if he calls everybody.
Alternative ones. Whenever they seem to be really getting some points across, he calls Dennis Fecho all the time. So,
interesting.
How do you know all this?
What do you do? The queen of radio?
You got everything monitored?
Oh, I'm just, I listen to a lot of different things, and I have a good memory. I'm not, I'm not a goldfish like they claim we are. Sorry.
What do you make of this? Do you have any, it's been a few days now. I know you came on. Do you have any other point of view about this Iran situation?
Well, I've been looking around because I don't think we know, and Trump does have the information, but also New York Times put out prior to the event, True News ran a thing, had it at the end too, but New York Times, which is that Washington Post that Trump canceled, a subscription to for the White House and everybody, but they, prior to the event, said former CUD leader and gave his name and was hit with a hypersonic missile. So maybe it was a hypersonic missile, but there's more to it, and it's not all, they're gunning for Trump all the time, and if they can get away with doing something.
Let me ask your opinion. You obviously get a lot of information, and you obviously have a point of view. One of the stories that, flashed in my mind, it seemed like a small story at the time, but to me it was big. What it means, I don't know, but I think it's big. People from the Pentagon, intelligence people from the Pentagon came out, was it the day before yesterday or the day before that? I don't remember. But they came out and they said, we never said, they started backing off the intelligence of this situation. And that, two things. That says two things immediately to me. Maybe it's more, but two things certainly. One, they pushed Trump into doing this, and now they're backing off and putting it all on him.
Make him look bad.
Or two, they really were against it from the beginning, and Trump is getting information. You know, Pompeo's basically strong-arming him or whoever's there, Pompeo or Pence or whoever, is strong-armed him into this.
Well, I don't think it's a one-man thing, but, you know, let's face it, who runs the money? And until we can get the money wrested away from them, you have to walk a fine line of trying to please them or appear to please them. Or appease them.
Well, Murr,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes, Murr. Do you have a copy of the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator?
No, I don't.
Ooh. Look. You want to? we got magnets at the Power Mall. Will you call the number and tell them I said for them to send you a magnet? I want you. They will send you a magnet for free. Just take the magnet, and will you please put it on your refrigerator if I send it to you?
Well, that's a good idea. I could just get it and copy it down and put it on my fridge. I have magnets.
Okay, you could. Everybody could.
Yeah, I could. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Well, this is a
study it.
Right. This is our.
Mantra.
I had a huge conversation with somebody. You're going to hear about this in the next little bit. This can take off or whatever. I had a conversation with Chris. I have other conversations. The Bill of Rights is the hedge, is the protection. All the problems that we see, 90% of them are solved if the Bill of Rights is followed. Our big problem is the courts aren't following them. The police aren't following them. And more importantly, the Americans don't know anything about it.
Right.
They're just ignorant. So please put it on your refrigerator.
They kick God out. That's the problem.
Well, that's what the Bill of Rights do. They protect you so that you can believe in God. You get rid of the Bill of Rights, now they'll tell you, it'll be like China, and you can't believe in God either. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Stay right there, Murr. Let's talk to you a little more.
Okay.
This is fun.
Thank you.
ThePowerHour.com, ladies and gentlemen. Call in. Love to hear from you.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
since H.G. Wells, everyone has speculated that the coming of an alien civilization would be to invade, plunder, and pillage our planet. But is that really the only scenario? Galacom 4 by Martin St. James ponders on a different type of alien visitation, one that has far-reaching implications to our modern-day society. Enter into a comical world where aliens visit planet Earth and take a peek as to how they would see us. Galacom 4, The End is Near, is available to Power Hour listeners through Amazon, and if you hurry now, you'll receive a savings of $6 through the month of January. This is a very unique book that we are pleased to be promoting at the Power Hour. We promise you will be engaged and entertained from start to finish. Visit thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 for more information. Again, that's 877-817-9829.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food storage on the to eat. Yum.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Well, that reminds me of my childhood and the moon, seeing the moonwalk and all that. Wow.
First time I seen that moonwalk, I was
mesmerized.
I said, oh my gosh, that's wild.
It was wild.
That was excellent.
What a talent. It's a shame. Yep. Everything that's involved, but yep. What a talent. Let me be clear, and because I don't want... You see, there's people like Frank. I mean, maybe his job is to come get me to say some spurious thing and then try to get a lawsuit. You know, that's just the way they are. I want to be clear. I'm not disparaging GCN. I have not. GCN is fine. They can do whatever they want. We can do. It is 100% true that working with them and their producers and blah 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 was a nightmare. That is 100% true for me. There's a lot of times I would go to be live and I didn't even know if I was live or not, or they wouldn't answer. I mean, that's 100% true. So I'm not trying to disparage them. I want them to be happy. I want them to be healthy, successful, and free. It's just like
all of the above.
All the above. The Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We got great specials. Of course, all the things from, we're supposed to have Cassinger on today, the,
he slipped down the side of the mountain.
Yeah, he'll be back soon.
On that oregano.
Yeah, he'll be back soon. But don't worry, he took the oregano now. He's back up.
Yeah.
All the oregano, the Chagamax, the all the other great products, the Collagen Plus, the Purely C, a fantastic vitamin C source from Cass Ingram, from North American Urban Spice. Check that out. Also the Detox Clay Powder. We have Cinnamon Strauss Heart Drops now. Don't forget the toothpaste, the mouthwash, any of
everybody
these things.
Everybody uses it.
There's,
get it from us so we can expand, please.
Right. We're expanding next week. We're entering into a totally new market. We're very excited. We'll talk about that next week so
yeah,
we can say hello to them.
Yeah, that's exciting. That's, when you told me that, I was excited. That was excellent.
Well, these are, you know, we have a good, you know, that's what Frank, I don't know what he's saying. This is a great place. It's been a great place for us and be able to expand and solidify and grow now. It's been great being here.
Sure has.
I don't know what other people say or don't say. I really can't comment. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway, so there you go. ThePowerMall.com. Thank you for your purchases, your donations, your support, your prayers. We need them.
Oh boy. That's for sure.
And, God bless you. We have several callers. We'll get to every one of them. Anybody else want to call 844-769-2944? Murr, are you still there? Murr in Wisconsin?
I'm here.
So what's your last thought,
Murr?
I'm
glad you're here, and I just had to step in and let you know about this troll.
Well, that's what it seems like.
Have
you,
a
certainly.
Good weekend.
You too.
Same to you.
God bless you. And now, our next caller is the real Frank in Ohio. This is the real Frank in Ohio. That's what I thought we were going to have on.
Me too.
Frank in Ohio, you're live on the air, sir.
What an honor to talk to you.
Wow.
I've been following Joyce Riley and you, Daniel, and what an honor.
Well, thank you.
An honorable man and an upright man and a brother in Christ Jesus.
Well, that's very kind of you to say.
Say again?
I said that's very kind of you to say. Thank you.
No. Give honor to whom honor is due, and you certainly are an honorable man in Christ Jesus, your brother. And I want to thank you for being the diligent purveyor of freedom of speech and intelligence and wisdom and guidance. And I just can't say enough good things about you as a person. What we have is a military-industrial, a militarized fascist corpstocracy. And I'm talking about the Donald Trump. I'm a Trump voter supporter and a born-again Christian and a war vet. And I'm giving Donald some room here because I know he's co-opted by so many, like Pompeo and Bolton and the rest of the deep state. The Shadow Ring is a book out there that opens people's eyes up. Jim Mars, Dr. Stan Monteith, all kinds of people that had integrity and loved God and loved this country and loved the freedom of speech. As far as Frank from California, call your therapist right away. Okay.
And detox.
Okay. But Daniel, I don't know what to say because I'm sitting back watching. I'm getting two stories here. I've heard some things said about that general, that he was killing a lot of American troops. I'm hearing other stories that he fought along to defeat ISIS and El-Qaeda. And we have a deep state going on in this country. I'm familiar with the seven state agendas that we wanted to take over and destroy and take over. And it's covetousness. You know, God talks about don't remove landmarks and covetousness. And I know we're in agreement here. And Trump stepped in way over his head, God bless him, with the problems we're having over in the Mideast and here, right here in America, trying to hold on to our freedoms and our Bill of Rights. Thomas Jefferson said, let no more be said in the confidence of men, but let us bind him down with the chains of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Amen.
That was government.
Another wonderful person during that time area said, the Bill of Rights was made only for a moral, ethical society. And we've lost our moral, ethical compass here in the United
States.
Let me
interject. I don't think we've lost it. I think it's damaged. I think it's off skewed. I don't think it's lost. I think there's a heck of a lot of people like yourself who value mm-hmm. these things. I don't think it's lost. I think it's
lost in D.C.
Yeah, maybe lost in D.C., but I don't think it's lost in America. I think it's maybe off skewed or maybe whatever. I don't think it's lost, but go ahead. Your thoughts.
Well, people don't get married anymore and value the covenant and the institution of marriage. They're going about having children from different partners. So our sexual morality compass is way off course.
I would agree.
The welfare state is destroying whatever moral compass we used to have. I'm not happy with the churches, but I'm not the judge of the churches. That's Jesus Christ's department to judge the churches. I know they're like sleeping and not talking about serious issues, but that what comes into play about that is the 501(c). And
let me pause you, Frank. What do you? I got to ask you two questions. You're a war vet. What do you think the solution is right now? You know, obviously you're going to think, hey, let's return to God, but that means a lot of things to a lot of different people. What do we need right now?
We need people to study the Word and to study the person of Jesus Christ and turn their life and their hearts to Him. And I think that's lacking. We took prayer out of the schools, you know, and God loves children, and He loves to hear from children and from their hearts. And we took the Ten Commandments off the courtrooms. So we keep moving farther away from God, the God of my understanding, Judeo-Christian God. Jesus was and is a Jew. And He talked about the Jews that say they are Jews that are not. He was raised and studied in the Essenes. There were six divisions of the Jewish faith. The Essenes were the most strictest of the Jewish segments there. But for us to be working against the Zionists and the Zionists to be working against us, and the fearful, okay, and the unbelieving shall not enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus said the kingdom of God is not of this world, but He is in control, but He allows us to free. Go ahead. Okay. Ask me the other question.
Let me ask you real quick, because we do have other callers. We got to run.
Yeah.
You're a war vet. Do you think that police, National Guard, veterans, do you think that they would ever enforce a gun confiscation law, at least in America, at least right now?
I'll give you encapsulated feelings about that. I don't think we'll tolerate the UN troops in here taking over our country and doing any kind of action in our country. I don't think we should. As far as I'm concerned, the UN is with the globalists and being controlled by the oligarchies and the fascists and the corporate world. We've been taken over by the corporate world, which is international, and it's more about power and money for them. I can't stand the UN and the UN agenda. If people check on UN Agenda 21, which is now great. UN Agenda 30.
2030, but yeah. You're very welcome, Frank. Okay. Thank you for coming on. God bless you, buddy. God bless. And we'll talk to you again soon. There he goes, Frank in Ohio. Let's go. We got a couple callers. Dave is on hold. Alan in Texas, and then Dave is up. Alan in Texas, you're live on the air.
Yeah, good morning there, 2250 and Uncle Kev.
How you doing?
Just wanted to say bravo. Yeah, Merv, she's quite the font of information there. And as she said, all we're all looking for is trying to find as much of the truth as we can find. And we need as many avenues, as many ways to come at it as we can. That's all we're doing. We're searching for the truth. I'm not saying it's one thing or the other, because everyone has their own personal truth. Everyone's got different experiences in life. So we all have our own different version of the truth. But, you know, there is basic tenets that we all need to live by. And that's all we're trying to get back to. We're trying to get everyone past this mind confusion that the mainstream media has instilled in them. And, yeah, I'd still like to believe that most of the people in this country are good people. But, man, have they been really just screwed up in the mind. I mean, the little bit that I do watch of national television and local, it's just amazing the lies and just the sheer stupidity that's put out to the people, and that they actually, they've been trained not to think. That's what the school system has done. They don't think. There's no cognitive, you know, thought processes going on anywhere inside those heads.
Did you see
that? Y'all get out there and you discuss it, and I love your approach to it, and, you know, you're open-minded enough to, you know, have people on that question, you know, the validity of the King James or things like that at times. You know, you're comfortable enough in your beliefs that you can believe what you want to believe, and I'm fine with that. You know, what I don't like is when it's proselytized to me, and I'm told that I'm going to hell because I don't believe exactly the way you do.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Did you see the report? This is in the last couple. I see so much news, and it just starts to blur over me. But NPR, you're talking about school. NPR is now starting to attack homeschooling, and they're starting to have guests on and these hosts, and they're starting to set the ground for, well, these homeschoolers need to be monitored. These homeschoolers, they need medical treatment just like the other school. They need license. Have you seen any of that? Do you have any reaction to that?
I'm really amazed that it hasn't been attacked any heavier than it is, because you look at the homeschool students, you know, they have to know the same.
Why do you think it hasn't?
Because they have to pass standardized tests.
Why do you think it hasn't been attacked more?
Because I think now it actually is becoming a problem, because people are starting to see what the vaccinations are doing, and they're actually maybe starting to pay attention. You know, maybe they're sitting around the table and asking their kids, well, what'd you do in school today, Jimmy? You know, well, Dad, I learned how to put a condom on a cucumber. You know, that's, you know.
I'd have to hear that one time, and I would lose my mind if my 10-year-old told me that.
But you know, it is going to come down. I mean, you know, news sources, I mean, you know, I listen to, you know, Sputnik News even, you know, and believe it or not, they've got Bill Ayers on, like, every Tuesday. This program has Bill Ayers on. You remember that name?
Goodness, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Weather Underground, Bill Ayers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Killed somebody and got off,
listen to,
allegedly.
You know, a piece of history, even though I know what he is and where he came from, and I can't believe, you know, now he's a professor at University of Chicago or something like that, and still rich as hell. So you know, maybe in this world they're doing awful good. You know, they seem to be successful, but you know, what goes on in the next life or whatever happens, that remains to be seen. I'm not there yet.
Well, let me ask you this about this homeschool thing, because it's a bigger issue, just like forcing vaccines. Look, you can agree with vaccines or not agree. You can say they're good, bad, indifferent. You can say whatever you want. That's up to you. But when you talk about force, see, now I think that for a long time, homeschool numbers were so small in America that they didn't even care, and it was kind of, you know, they just thought, oh, it's just a weird, marginal, fringe people in America.
Right.
I don't think it's like that anymore. I think people, exactly what you said, they heard Cindy told her dad that they're putting condoms on cucumbers, and their dad went nuts and said, that's the last day you're going to be at school. Mm-hmm. You got the vaccine. You know, there's your older brother is sitting here drooling because he got a vaccine. There's no way in hell you're getting a vaccine. That's it. So I think it's a different dynamic, and it's growing really fast.
Yeah, you know, Daniel, yeah, as far as I can tell, you know, they're continuing to push just to see how much will the good people out there take before there actually is, you know, a grassroots, you know, revolt against it.
Yes, I agree.
And then big guns come out.
Well, I got to run.
Anyhow,
it's,
you know,
always
we're
good to talk
to
you, Alan.
Guys, and I'll let you go on with your other callers here. You know, I've got my own shows. I get to talk, but I listen to everyone else, because I'm still trying to find truth. You know, if you can prove me wrong, man, you've made a friend.
God bless you, buddy. Well, really good to talk to you. Always, Alan. You're always a pleasure to talk to you. Tell Dave I said hi, too, will you? Tell Dave I said hi.
Well, it's sick in this country that you can make a really good living trashing this country. Like Bill Ayers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the disgusting
Let's thing. Go. Todd, do you say there's another caller? I know we got Dave in New York. Did you say somebody else? Todd, you there? In Marion, Missouri. Okay. Dave in New York, go ahead. You're live on the air, my friend. How's it going this morning?
Pretty good. Yeah, you got to go with your gut feeling and take a jolt pill. You know, you knew early on that guy was some sort of dope, okay? Don't let him get to you like that.
No, it didn't really bother me. To be honest, it didn't bother me all that much. I just wanted to answer the question. If you're going to be on here running your mouth, then at least, and okay, you're asking me all these questions. It really, it to me, it's a sign. It's a good sign because they're paying attention to us now. you know, they obviously were making hay here.
Yep.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Let me hit two things quick. So with your Sonicare 6500 that you can put anything in your Vitamir toothpaste with, I think maybe even oregano oil, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. You can experiment with that. Now, I can't give medical advice. I'm just talking about brushing your teeth. So when you use that Sonicare, you know, I've actually made a mixture of, you know, Vitamir toothpaste was the main ingredient, but I put a little xylitol in there and, you know, some other things.
Oregano, you could put in there.
You can put that oregano.
You put
oregano. Do you like
that? Is for it.
Yeah. How do you like that oregano? Do you like that oregano? Because I'm over the moon about that oregano.
I guess it's I think of it as a secret weapon, but it's not too much of a secret anymore, is it?
No, it's not.
It's great stuff.
You can put it, my little children, maybe they don't want it in their mouth, but I can put it on their feet, on their collarbone, like Cass was saying. It's too bad we didn't have Cass today to go over this. That would have been really good. But anyway, last thought. I got one more caller, Dave. So last thought.
Yeah. Tell me if you or Uncle Kevin or one of these, are you an Aries, a Libra, a Cancer, or a Capricorn? This is going to sound
none.
Strange at first, but.
I'm a Libra.
None. Okay.
I'm not any of those, but anyway.
Yeah. No, I was just listening to that something last night about January 12th and how it really affects some people more than others. And I do believe that the Bible, you know, the story of God or whatever is written in the heavenlies too, along with the occult type stuff. So, you know,
yeah, they use both. They both use it, no question. There's a lot of, what do you call it, biblical astrophysiology in the stars. There is a lot of allusions to the stars.
Absolutely.
Anyway, got to run. Dave, God bless you. I'm glad to see you're a little happier than last time. I hope everything works out with your granddaughter, and always good to talk to you, my friend. Always good to talk to you.
Right, thank you.
Marion, Missouri, we got about 3-4 minutes.
Right. Read Miles Mathis online in his genealogies. Lee Harvey Oswald was Kennedy's and Jacqueline's royal cousin. They're all royalty. And if you read the Miles Mathis genealogies on Karl Marx, they look Jewish, but they claim to be Assyrian. They are Assyrian Phoenicians, Satanists, and they've blown up Iran. That's their family for centuries. So this is all just all in the family. We're going to do you a favor, kill off this general, so that the Khomeinis, who are the same as the Swedish royalty and all that, they blew up royalty about 1,000 years ago. It's all in the family, and they're all royals.
So you think it's the killing Soleimani was because he was popular, effective, whatever, competent. The leaders
That's
in Iran
right.
wanted
Thanks,
him to go.
Thanks, Daddy. Yeah, the mullahs had to get rid of him because
certainly
he was
plausible.
He was getting too popular.
Yeah.
Was he getting, I've heard back and forth, was he popular with the people or was he not popular with the people? What's your feeling?
It doesn't
Soleimani.
Matter. He was effective. He could get it done. And his name, Soleimani, isn't that King David's son?
Solomon.
See? What? You're telling me this guy's a Muslim? These are the people, the Assyrian Phoenicians, that blew up King David's household 2,000 years ago. They've been blowing up the Jews 500 years ago with the Frankish Jews that were excommunicated by real Jews over in the in Poland. The Council of Four Lands, the real rabbi said, you guys are out of here. You ain't Jewish. You don't do Jewish. And you have all sorts of weird moral problems. The wife swapping Jews, they ain't Jewish. Read Karl Marx. Miles Mathis has his genealogy where he claimed they're Assyrians.
Now I know. Let me ask you quickly. Hey, Mary, quickly. Yeah. Let me ask you about the destruction of Herod's temple in about 70 A.D. I've heard you know, some pretty credible evidence leads me to believe that one of the purposes of that destruction was to destroy the genealogy so that it could all be mixed up. Do you have any thoughts of that?
Yes, sir. The whole thing was just like the Reza mob, just like under Jesus. Everybody loves Jesus when he's coming into Jerusalem. Then all of a sudden they have this weird Reza mob. Well, Herod made a load of dough. The whole dynasty of Herod made a load of dough off of erasing. He wasn't Jewish. He was an Edomite. They made a load of dough off of erasing Jerusalem, turning the fake mobsters, whipping them up to go against Rome. And then after they leveled Jerusalem, the Herod family stayed in power and got a port city, Joppa, and they made dough off of it. It's for fun and profit.
Ugh, boy, that's terrible, isn't it?
Terrible, 9/11.
There's a report out from the Border Security or Border Patrol, which I don't, why would Border Patrol know this information? I don't really know. It's kind of odd. They're saying that a suicide bomber is imminent to come through the southern border. Why would they know that? It's kind of odd to me. But anyway, that's what they're saying. Is this going to be a setup? They're going to bomb some mall or grocery store in America and then now say we all need a card to go to the store? Is that kind of what's... God bless you, Mary. We'll talk to you soon. Great call. Wow, at least invigorated. Yeah, different.
Except for that one.
No, it's fine. She's fine. God bless you. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.